This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Marlins and the Braves were wrapping up a four-game series. The Marlins had taken the first three. If they could win the fourth, it would be the first time in franchise history that the Marlins had swept a four-game series from Atlanta. With the recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins couldn't quite pull off the four-game series sweep. They took the lead in the top of the ninth, but the Braves walk it off, scoring twice in the bottom. Atlanta wins it 7-6 on this Thursday afternoon at Truist Park. So the Marlins settle for a 3-1 record in the four-game set against the Braves and a 4-2 road trip against New York and Atlanta. Trevor Rogers started against Nick Anderson in this ballgame, and we were scoreless into the second inning when the Marlins struck first. With one out in the second, Jazz Chisholm with a double against Anderson. Man at second for John Birdie. 1-2 to Birdie is a bouncing ball right side over the bag. Fair and down the right field line. That'll score Chisholm. Birdie takes a turn at first. He's in at second base with a double, and it's 1-0 Miami. He didn't stay at second base for long, though. The next man to the plate was the number 8 hitter today, the catcher Chad Wallach. Now Wallach pulls one on the ground. Base hit left field. Shot it past the dive of the third baseman Riley. Birdie waved around third coming home. He'll test Ozuna's arm. And Birdie slides in safely. 2-0 Marlins. Meanwhile, Trevor Rogers was cruising along in this ball game. He came into the game having not allowed a run in his last 9 innings. And he blanked the Braves through the first 4 in this one. And in the top of the fourth, Marlins added on to their lead. With one out, Chad Wallach walked. Rogers got down a sacrifice bunt, so there was a man at second with two outs. Marlins looking for a big two-out hit from Corey Dickerson. Here's Dickerson, who rips a ball into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Wallach around third. He's coming home, and it's 3-0 Marlins. So the Marlins are off and running. Rogers through the fourth inning with that 3-0 lead, and if you go back to that first inning he pitched this season, April 5th, against the Cardinals at Lone Depot Park when he allowed 3 runs. Since that inning, the rest of his game against St. Louis, then the 6 innings he pitched against the Mets earlier in this road trip, and the Saturday game when he beat DeGrom, and then through the first 4 today, he had worked 13 consecutive scoreless innings with 20 strikeouts when he made it through the 4th today with that 3-0 lead. But in the 5th, he allowed a leadoff single to pinch hitter Ede Adrianza, batting for the pitcher Anderson. So Adrianza was at first base with nobody out for guess who? Ronald Acuna Jr. And he hammers the ball high in the air, deep to left. Back Dickerson at the wall. He's done it again. A 2-run homer for Acuna. And the Marlins lead is sliced to 3-2. That fifth inning would be the final inning for Rogers. He got through it after the Acuna home run. He retired Freeman, Ozuna, and Albies. Trevor left on line for a win, leading 3-2. He pitched 5, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, walked 3, hit a batter, struck out 7, allowed the long ball to Acuna for Trevor in 5 innings, 95 pitches, 61 strikes. He averaged 19 pitches per inning in this one. On the other side, Anderson also done after 5. He gave up 6 hits and 3 runs, walked 4, fanned 6. He threw 98 pitches in 5 innings. 57 strikes. So this one went to the bullpens at 3-2 Miami after Jacob Webb pitched a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. Zach Pop got the bottom of the inning for the Marlins. He allowed an infield hit to Dansby Swanson leading off. Swanson was erased on a fielder's choice ground ball hit by Austin Riley. So Riley at first with one out when Guillermo Heredia, playing in his first game for the Braves today, the outfielder, was hit by a pitch. That put men at first and second with one down. Alex Jackson struck out for the second out, so Pop had a way out of the inning with the one-run lead, but there were two men on, and a dangerous veteran pinch hitter, Pablo Sandoval, sent to the plate by Brian Snitker for the Braves. Pitch to Sandoval is hit in the air, deep down the left field line, toward the corner, Dickerson back at the wall, home run into the bullpen. a pinch hit, three-run shot, the third pinch hit home run of the young season for Pablo Sandoval. And for the first time today, the Braves take the lead. It's 5-3 Atlanta here in the sixth. It would stay 5-3 through the end of that inning. In the seventh, with a two-run lead, Nate Jones out of the bullpen for the Braves, and the first man he went after was Starling Marte. Ball hit well to left, way back, and Starling Marte's gotten a run back. For Starling, his first long ball this season, and on one big swing, it's 5-4. Jones, though, would retire the next three, Aguilar, Cooper, and Anderson. Aguilar, by the way, went 1-for-5 today, the fifth inning single, running his season-opening hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. So it was a one-run game at the seventh-inning stretch after Pop had allowed the three runs in the sixth inning. The Marlins and Anthony Bass out there to pitch a scoreless seventh. Ross Detweiler, a 1-2-3 eighth with a strikeout, and we went to the ninth. Braves up a run 5-4. Neither team's closer apparently available today. No Will Smith for the Braves. We wouldn't see Yimi Garcia for the Marlins. In place of Smith, we got A.J. Minter in the ninth. Minter, who had pitched earlier in the series and had displayed a wild streak when he pitched against the Marlins for Atlanta in the Monday game when he threw 18 pitches, only six strikes, walking three in the third of an inning. And the first thing he did when he came in today was walk the first batter, Miguel Rojas, who was pinch hitting to lead off the ninth. So down by a run, the Marlins had Miggy at first, nobody out, top of the ninth. And Adam Duvall, the former Brave, pinch hit for Corey Dickerson. Now the 2-2 pitch. He goes the other way. It's a fly ball right center. Acuna on the run. Not going to get there. It's going to roll to the wall. Miggy headed to third. Takes a turn. He's coming home. He's going to tie the game on a pinch hit RBI double by the former Brave, Adam Duvall. What a series. Nine RBIs for Duvall, and it's 5-5 in the ninth. He had had the four-hit, two-homer, seven RBI game on Tuesday. And today, a game-tying RBI double in the top of the ninth. Marlins weren't done, although it looked for a minute like they might be. Marte grounded to third, keeping Duvall with the go-ahead run at second base. Jesus Aguilar then a fly ball to right field, not particularly deep. So that was the second out. Duvall still at second base. So the Marlins had one more shot at trying to untie this game in the top of the ninth inning, and they sent Garrett Cooper to the plate. 1-0. Is a ground ball up the middle, base hit center field, pass the dive of the shortstop Swanson. Duvall's going to score. The Marlins take the lead. They've scored twice in the ninth. It's 6-5. And suddenly they were three outs away from their first ever four-game series sweep of the Atlanta Braves. They've only swept 11 previous four-game series in their history, only three of them on the road. All Dylan Floro had to do was earn his first major league save, trying to navigate the ninth inning against a tough Braves lineup. Ender Inciarte pinch hit against Floro leading off the inning, and he singled a left. So just like that, the Braves had the tying man on to start the ninth inning. Ronald Acuna Jr. followed with a base hit. So the Braves had first and second, nobody out. And when Freddie Freeman drew a 10-pitch walk, Floro was facing a huge mess. The bases loaded, nobody out, with a one-run lead. Now he came back, he struck out Travis d'Arnaud for the first out, but still he was a long way from being out of the woods. The Braves down a run, 6-5, bottom of the ninth, had the bases loaded. He got ahead of Ozzie Albies, no balls and a strike, then missed with three in a row to take the count to 3-1. The 3-1 outside ball four, we're tied at six. A bases loaded walk and a blown save for Floro. That made it a 6-6 game. The bases remained loaded, and up to the plate stepped Dansby Swanson. First pitch from Floro is a line drive left field. He's got a walk-off hit. The Braves have done it. They've scored twice in the bottom of the ninth, and Atlanta rallies for a 7-6 victory. The Marlins forced to settle for 3 out of 4 at Truist Park in this first of six series between these two division rivals in 2021. It was a heck of a 4 days in Atlanta for the Marlins. They won the first three. They couldn't quite pull this one out. They came into this series 9-26 all time at Truist Park. They win 3 out of 4. The loss today, their 27th all time in this park, and the 10th walk-off loss in this ballpark, which opened in 2017. We should also mention that before this series, Marlins had only won one series in this ballpark. They had played 11 They were 1-10 in the previous 11 series. They win this one 3 games out of 4, but they take the loss here today by the final score of 7-6 for the Braves. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For Miami, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Marlins stranded 8 in the ballgame. A.J. Minter, a blown save and the win. He's 1-0. Dylan Floro, a blown save and a loss. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 24 minutes on Jackie Robinson Day at Truist Park in Atlanta. Braves with the win are 5-8, now 3-4 at home. Marlins see their 4-game winning streak end. They fall to 5-7, 4-2 on the road. Good road trip. Their first of the year went into New York. They split a pair against the Mets, had the third game in the series suspended in the top of the first, then on to Atlanta against another division rival, and they take 3 out of 4 from the Braves. So a good start to the season series for the Marlins. Marlins pitchers struck out 11 in this ball game. That means another $275 will be contributed to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 donated to the Drive Pink Initiative. 11 Ks today, 118 on the season, now a total of $2,950 already, just 12 games in, contributed to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
A heartbreaking loss for the Marlins after they stormed back to take the lead. 2 runs, top of the 9th inning, Dylan Floro couldn't hold serve in the bottom half of inning number 9. Here was the manager, Don Mattingly, after the ball game.
Sure, thanks, Jason. Donnie, how would you assess what felt like a really well-played ball game that just didn't go your way?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game, obviously. We were able to get some runs early. Kind of the same old thing. Acuna kind of gets them back in the game. And from there, it's, we end up getting behind, but also we came right back. Star gets the homer to get it close, and then we get the 2 there in the 9th and put us in a pretty good spot, to be honest.
How about Rogers? He looked really good outside of that mistake to Acuna.
I thought Trevor was good. Seemed like that 4th kind of hurting me. It threw a lot of pitches in the back end of their order. Albie starts at bat. I think it's a 9 or 10 pitch at bat. Ends up throwing like, 24, 25 through there. He ends up with, seemed like a couple of walks that kind of extended his pitches and extended his, the lineup, getting back to the top of the order a few different times. Other than that, I thought he was good. And really the guys were pretty good. Hanging in there. We had a number of guys down that we weren't willing to use today, but that's the way it goes when you're in tight games and you're kind of pushing your bullpen and stretching those guys. But at some point we can't let those guys get broken early.
Christina.
Donnie, you brought it up, I guess, briefly there, but I guess what were you seeing from Dylan in that inning? And also, I guess, earlier, in the season, you've mentioned how, with the bullpen being, deeper, there are going to be instances where people aren't available that other guys have to step up. What are you seeing so far in that situation?
Well, obviously, we've only bounced to Yimmy, and then, Dylan got a shot today. We use Anthony in that big spot, right through the middle of their order in the 7th. We wanted to use a guy there to kind of get us through that part of the order. Be able to use debt after that to get us through the, kind of the lower tier. Still good, good hitters, but try to go through a different section. And really those guys kept us right there and give us a shot. But and Dylan's been good. I thought the key kind of gets Inciarte 0-2. I think he tried to go up, and didn't get it quite up, and he just kind of blocked it over. And that, that got it started. Then Acuna throws one out there. Freddie, a tough at bat. After that, it's kind of put us in a tough spot.
Jordan.
Hey there, Donnie. Two questions. First off, it seemed like all series, and this also, trickled back to how you guys were successful last year, a lot of really good success with 2-out hitting. Just what have you seen from the group when they're basically their backs are against the wall and they're able to find a way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this was a good series for us. We played well. The guys came out with good energy today. Disappointing, obviously, to had an early lead, but it's early in the game. And then be able to you know, get, you know, Miggy works a walk, you know, and then Doovy and then Coop with a big hit to be able to get that lead right there. You would love to be able to polish off this series with that. Gets us back, would have got us back to 500, but, you know, at the end of the day, we played really well here. I think we're kind of laying a foundation for who we can be. So, you know, good with our guys, the mixture and stuff. So we're kind of laying that foundation. I think you can start to see what kind of club we're going to.
And then the follow-up with that, with after the offensive production you guys had throughout the series, just the importance of being able to carry that over as you get back home.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be home, and I know that's always kind of a talk. And no, it's something that James and I have talked about, you know, addressing that. We have to be the ones that make the adjustment. Teams that come in for 3 days aren't making it. We have to make that adjustment, you know, and take advantage of our own ballpark. Yeah, it's something that we're going to have to play better at home, obviously. That's something that we'll have to play.
Craig?
Hey, Donnie. I know you're not going to see the Braves for a little bit here, but then you'll see them a ton over the rest of the season. And the talk, you know, TV, just watching things, just how hot Acuna is right now. And it takes me back to, I mean, potentially I know that you didn't see him as manager with the Dodgers, you were, and then even before you were with the Yankees, in reference to Bonds. Like, is it at that level now where there's just simply, when you're seeing a batter, there's just no getting him out? We have great players amongst this game, but I just don't recall seeing a player being like this hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see guys that get really hot. This guy's a really talented player. Really hurt us. He's really hit us well. I mean, I think it's hard to put him in Barry's category until he, you know, does it, you know, that length of time. But obviously, this is a really, really good talent. But, you know, 10 days from now, he may not quite be in the same type of, you know, same spot. You know, and sometimes you run into a group of pitchers that kind of match up with you, and then all of a sudden you hit five, six guys in a row that are tough matchups for you, put you in bad spots. Probably not many of those guys out there for him. But obviously, he's a really good player. Probably not fair to him to put him in the Barry's category at this point.
Ethan?
Yeah, my question is also kind of about him. I asked you last night about going inside, and it worked the first two times, and then obviously it beats you on that pitch all the way in. So you just have to kind of assume with him that he's just going to get his, and you plan around that when playing this team.
You got to try to get him out. There's times you're going to have to get him out. I think you pitch him carefully. There's guys in lineups that you're careful with. And you know, these are the guys that you careful with. And a lot of times what we talked about early is you got to keep guys on off base. You know, when you walk into him and Freddie together, those are rough at bats. You know, and Freddie didn't get a lot of hits this series, but he hit a bunch of balls hard. So it could have just as easily been Freddie looking like this. So, you know, as you mentioned, like, tells you what kind of hitter he is when you're able to get him out in two at bats. You know, Trevor did a nice job the second at bat, starting him off speed. You could tell he was starting to leak. And just open and look for that ball in, and that's what these guys do. And they don't wait till tomorrow to make adjustments. They're making them during the game. So once you've hit him in there a couple of times in, you know, or is it time to go away? Like Richard did last, you know, Blyer tried to go away last night. You don't know when it's time, or is he still hunting out there, right? And you just don't know. So you got to continue to mix with guys like that. Really try to change speeds, places, directions, and sometimes just you got to work.
Alex?
Thanks, Jason. Hey, Donnie. I guess just to finish up on Acuna, how hard of a pitch is that to hit, you know, 95, 96 in on his hands? And then just to follow that up, did you say anything to Trevor when he got back to the dugout about shaking that off? Thank you.
About shaking, I didn't know what he shook off, but no, we didn't talk about stuff like that in the dugout. Pick a kid apart or a pitch apart, you know, during the game. Always evaluation for Mel and his guys after the game. You know, for tomorrow, that'd be something to talk about. You know, what was your thinking? What are you doing? You know, what are you trying to do in all through the game? You know, just to evaluate and help these guys grow and get better where they end up doing exactly what they want to do. So, no, but he threw the ball good. I mean, this is a young starter, but probably doesn't have 10 starts under his belt. And he's going to be really good. Tough lineup, and got to work your way through it.
Dave Hyde.
Yeah, hi, Don. Could you revisit that thought of laying the foundation for this season, beating the Braves 3-4, and what you get out of it, what you saw, you're seeing come together with this team?
It's not so much just beating the Braves. I just think you kind of see what kind of club we got. See, we got a fairly balanced club. We can kind of get you from a bunch of different directions. I don't think we sit here with any looking at down player guys, but you're looking at a bunch of good players, right? Where you're starting to get a group of good players. You got some guys in the bullpen that are throwing the ball good. You know, if we can keep them rested and keep our starters doing what they've been doing for the most part, keeping us games, giving us chances, I think you start to see the foundation of what we look like, right? I think that's what you're going to see, and we just have to be consistent in what we do course of the season. And you know, obviously you got to get big hits when you need them, you got to get big outs when you need them, and I just think we're, if you're watching our team, you're seeing a club that's going to be a pretty.
That's Jordan.
Yeah, hey Don, just quickly wondering, do you guys have a starter ready for tomorrow? I know that was TBA with that fifth spot.
Yeah, I don't know if Jay Latt's ready to announce it or not. But, yeah, we do have a starter. Jay Latt, am I allowed to announce the starter today?
Well, that's on you, Skip. It's all your show. We're just loving on it.
My show? So, in Lone Depot Park tomorrow, Daniel Castano starting that game.
All right, Christina. Which
can't be much of a surprise when you looked at our roster.
No, definitely. Just one confirmation.
Jordan asked my question, but I do have another one. Just specifically with when you're facing, I guess, lineups like the Mets, the Braves that you saw this road trip that are very aggressive, how I think both the home runs today for the Braves were first pitches. How do you kind of approach that as a pitching staff?
I mean, I think you have to use it, right? You just have to make quality pitches early. You know that if you know a guy's an early swinger, then you got to get it to parts of the plate that you want to, right? And so Acuna's ball today, the ball, I know that ball's off the plate in, right? I think pretty sure it was off the plate in. You say, is that a quality pitch? You probably say yes, right? Not very many guys are going to get to that pitch.
That was Don Mattingly after the Marlins loss 7-6 to the Braves in game 4. Yesterday. But again, I think you go back to, at the end of the season, look at what you've done in your division. And that really, generally speaking, will determine your fate when it's all said and done, if you're thinking postseason or not. So they have split 2 games with the Mets. They take 3-4 from Atlanta, a good start for Miami. So Marlins are back home tonight at 7:10 against the San Francisco Giants. We have yet to get a starter for Miami, but we do know the former Marlin Anthony DeSclafani will go for San Francisco. 7:10 first pitch, 6:40 airtime with Marlins on deck on 940 Wins, 12:30 The Zone, and the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.